637.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
So glad you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're coming to you live from two locations tonight. As yours truly, Kevin McCullough, is in our home studio in New York City. And those of you watching on the closed circuit television feed of this on our website, you will recognize that when you log on. But aside from that, Mr. Stephen Baldwin is on line one down in where are we? Duck Dynasty country, Nashville, Tennessee. Actually, it's pretty far north of where the Ducks are at. But, Stephen, are you there? Come in, sir.
Yes, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
All I hear is cell phone clutter, and so I wanted to make sure you were there, sir. Kind sir, sir.
Okay, am I coming in, sir? Am I coming in?
You are. Help me, Obi, Stevie B. You're our only hope.
Oh, boy, we're really in trouble.
Hey, it's been an interesting week. We've got some interesting things to talk about, but you're not with us in studio, and you're not going to be here for much of the show because you are doing what? Steven?
Yeah, go ahead, brother. One more time.
Yeah, okay. When I ask you the question, see, the way it works, see, is you answer the question. So what I say is the reason that you're not going to be able to be with us for the entirety of the show tonight is because...
Oh, because I'm standing around. I am literally, I just delayed my answer there because a security guard here at the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman Auditorium here in Nashville, where they're doing the K-Love Fan Awards tonight. I'm down here to be giving a presenter for one of the movie awards. They're kind of honoring the fans of all of the Christian faith music and sports figures and filmmakers, and they've invited about 2,000 fans of all of those people and K-Love to come on down to Nashville and be a part of a, you know, almost 3-day event where you can interact with your favorite musicians and filmmakers and things like that.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, it's Kevin, it's just it's total almost mayhem in this place right now, backstage with the fans going on. Toby Mac just performed. That was awesome. Newsboys just performed their big hit, God Is Not Dead.
Now, for those of you that are listening on a secular talk station tonight, you may be going, what's K-Love and why are these people? Why is Steven naming bands I've never heard of, et cetera, et cetera? It's a big Christian gathering, and since Steven and I are big Christians, and since it's allowed for big Christians to come to big Christian gatherings, then that's why he's there. And who's gonna win the award you're presenting tonight, Stephen?
Well, I have no idea, sir. I actually tried to ask the executive producer the answer to that, and he just looked at me like I had four eyes.
Right, because you're not supposed to give that away until you open the envelope.
Right, exactly.
Right. Yeah, I don't want you to lose your gig because maybe next year they'll give us fan favorite for a radio show or something. Yeah, okay, that's probably not a... I'll stop making jokes. Obviously, we have a bad connection. Huh? You cannot hear what I say?
Well, no, it's not just that. I usually don't get your jokes anyway.
Plus, you're half deaf, so...
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, we're going to have a little fun at your expense while you're gone. Now, you were telling us...
Of course you are.
You were telling us that somebody interesting was there, and I got to tell you my story about how I came across these guys. Now, evidently, they've been doing a TV show for a little while, like this second or third year that it's been on, but the guys from Duck Dynasty are there, and they're the MCs tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're the hosts of tonight's K-Love Fan Awards, and I got to tell you, these guys are funnier in person than they are on the dang show.
That can't be true, because that's the funniest show on television, and I'm repulsed by it. I walked home one night, walked in the door one night, and the lovely bride has it on the TV. I'm like, what are you watching? Because it looks like a bunch of jihadis in camo gear, right? I mean, they got the really long, super long beards. And then 5 seconds into it, I saw Uncle Cy for the first time. And once you meet Uncle Cy, like, there is no going back. You love him or hate him, but after that point, I loved him. So the Duck Dynasty guys are there. And tonight, we're going to play a little game show for everybody while you're not here, Steven. So you'll still have a presence on the air. But we're going to play the game show called Who Says Crazy Stuff? And it's the game show that's impossible to lose, and you're going to win really cool prizes. For instance, I've got an old Variety magazine that came because Steven subscribes to Variety magazine. So I've got an old edition of Variety magazine, and this is Steven's personal copy that he hasn't read yet. But I'm going to send it to you if you win the first round of Who Says Crazy Stuff tonight on Baldwin McCullough. So we're going to have some fun with that.
Well, and of course, Variety, a hugely important movie, Hollywood entertainment publication.
Well, I figured I could just give your copies away because I didn't figure you were reading them.
Yeah, well, yeah, they just sit there at the office, and then you once a week remind me that my copies of Variety are there, and then I go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you sign these. These are completely worthless magazines, by the way, because they're, like, so old now that there's no value for them. But if Steven signs them, someone listening to this show may still want them. So tonight, when we play Who Says Crazy Stuff, if you are fortunate enough to get through and participate in the talk show Who Says Crazy Stuff between Uncle Cy from Duck Dynasty versus Stevie B, you got a copy of Stevie B's old Variety magazines that are coming your way, and he'll sign them personally for you. That sounds pretty cool. I think I'd play a game show like that.
I think it sounds fun, but I don't know, brother. I'm here. I'm having a blast. I'm just so blessed to be here, brother.
Good.
And all these wonderful people. And the Duck Dynasty guys.
Yeah, well, I'm not happy about it at all because I'd rather you be sitting here in the studio. But you guys have fun stroking your beards and getting the barbecue sauce out of the hairs below your chin and stuff. That's all fun and games. And you guys have a good time. And then you're going to go present the award, and then you'll be back with us at the beginning of the next hour. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
All right. Well, be good and take care.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
There he goes. There he goes. There
Cheers.
Goes Stevie B. And, yeah, so here's how it's going to work. You can hang up on him now. That's the first time I've ever said that. You can hang up on Steven now. This is Baldwin McCullough Radio, and normally we're very serious, you know. This is a very serious show. The most serious thing on radio on Saturday nights, by far. On our New York affiliate, I think we come right after the Hugh Hewitt replay of the week. So, and that is very serious, but this is not serious at all. So what we do is we have a lot of fun. So if you're listening in Reno, Nevada tonight on KKFD, if you're listening on WORL in Orlando tonight, if you're watching online on our television online on BaldwinMcCullough.com, if you're listening on AM 970 The Answer, if you are listening anywhere across the country, we're opening up this game show for you tonight. It's called Who Says Crazy Stuff. And this is how hard it is to play. What we're going to do is first have to get past Jackie. If Jackie says you can play the game, and she can ask you whatever qualifying question, she can ask you your favorite color, she can ask you how to spell your name, she probably will ask you that, just so that she gets it right on my screen. But whatever she asks you, if she lets you on the air, then here's how hard it is to win an edition of what are we calling this? Who Says Crazy Stuff? You get to listen to one soundbite of something crazy that Stephen Baldwin said, and you get to listen to one soundbite of something crazy that Uncle Cy from Duck Dynasty said. And yeah, all you have to do is pick who you think sounds more crazy in those two soundbites, and you're a winner. The only way you can't win this game, the only way that you cannot win this game is to not have an answer after hearing both sound clips. Now, how hard can that be? 888-340-3373. We're going to play our first edition
of we're going to break in 1 minute. That's why Owen's wagging one finger in my face. I think that's why he's wagging one finger in my face. I hope that's what it is. Anyway, when we come back from our first break, we're going to play the first edition of Who Says Crazy Stuff between Uncle Cy of Duck Dynasty and Duck Dynasty fans. You listen up. You this is your chance not to win big tonight, man. Because like Uncle Cy would say, you could take this Variety magazine, this old Variety magazine that's absolutely no net worth or value whatsoever, and you could sell it on Craigslist. So, 888-340-3373. Who says crazier stuff, Stevie B or Uncle Cy? Now, we've also got something quasi-real to talk about tonight, and I want to direct your attention to a school district in the state of Texas before we're done, because the cheerleaders there that thought they had peace back in their life are now having their life ruined by the administration of a local school. We'll talk about it coming up on Baldwin McCullough Live.
What does that sound mean to you?
A fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
A fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're glad you're with us from the New York studios tonight. Stephen Baldwin, just checking in on assignment occasionally throughout the night because he's in Nashville, Tennessee, with the crew from Duck Dynasty. So he's got an excuse to be gone. But it's going to give us a perfect opportunity to have a little fun at his expense. And before I get into the first topic of the night, I said we would play an edition of the brand new game show. Of the brand new game show, yes, which would be Who Says Crazy Stuff? So let's go to line one. Michael is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Line one. Michael, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Yeah, Michael, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Are you ready to play Who Plays Who Says Crazy Stuff?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Do you know who Uncle Cy is, first of all?
I do. I've seen the show.
Okay.
That's about all I can say.
And what do you think of Uncle Cy? Is he kind of nutty?
Well, you know, it's similar to the same way I feel about the name of the show. You know, it's called Duck Dynasty. I don't even do a duck.
That's true. All right, so here's how it works. I'm going to play one soundbite from Stephen Baldwin, because tonight's Who Says Crazy Stuff episodes are being brought to you by Stephen Baldwin and Uncle Cy. And all you have to do to win is to tell me who says the crazier stuff.
You got it.
Are you able to do that?
I think I am.
Okay.
I really hope so.
So let's give it a shot, and we'll see where we go with this. Here we go first. This is Stephen Baldwin, and I'm trying to remember where this... this is from a past episode of Celebrity Apprentice. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, here's the first soundbite.
When you're full of it, and you spew that stuff out, it's probably just going to come back and hit you right in the face. Homer.
All right, so when you're full of it, and you spew that stuff out, it's just going to come back and hit you in the face. One more time.
When you're full of it... When you spew that stuff out, it's probably just going to come back and hit you right in the face, Homer.
All right, so that's the Stephen Baldwin clip. Now, here's Cy from some episode I don't know.
Back in London, they call me Crazy Eyes. The guys would say, hey, look out, here come Crazy Eyes. Hey, Crazy Eyes is coming around the corner. That was because my eyes are crazy good.
All right, so Crazy Eyes with Uncle Cy, Boomer, which is the short for Boomerang, which he was telling Piers Morgan he would have coming at him from Stephen Baldwin. Which did you find to be more crazy?
All right, well, I think we have a clear winner. I think Cy won, based on the fact that you must have said crazy four times.
Okay, there you go. And that's how easy it is to play, my friends. Michael from Brooklyn, hold on. Get Jackie your address because you, my friend, are the first winner tonight. Hold on, put him on hold. That means put him on hold. There we go. He wins a copy of the Variety magazine, just like I said, an old magazine or something. We're gonna send him to him. That's how it works. Jackie doesn't believe me. Anyway, that's how easy it is to play, friend, and that's how easy it is to win tonight on Who Says Crazy Stuff. Played in honor of our missing compatriot, Stephen Baldwin, tonight. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're here. 24 after the hour. Here's the story I wanted to get to. And be listening for your chance to continue to play Who Says Crazy Stuff throughout the night on Baldwin McCullough Live, because you will not have a chance to win crazy things for playing Who Says Crazy Stuff anywhere else. This last week in the state of Texas, there was an interesting story that came out. In fact, I wrote about this for my syndicated piece that will come out tonight at midnight in townhall.com. But the Koontz Independent School District outside of Beaumont, Texas. Beaumont, Texas, the Houston area down there south, real close to the ocean, southeast Texas. The cheerleaders there a few months ago, during the football season, did something that they wanted to do. They wanted to put Bible verses on banners for their football team to run through to jump out and surprise the other team with and go and win their football game, drive them to victory. And so they put stuff on the banners like, be strong and courageous, because that's such, you know, an anathema to what football teams would want to be told, right? Be strong and courageous. It's actually from the Bible. If you read the book of Joshua, you will see exactly what it is. But there's this element of these Bible verses that seem to somehow offend the school district. And so the school district said, you know what? We're not that smart. We're kind of confused about the separation of church and state. And so we're going to take our cheerleaders to court. Okay, so it's a great move of taxpayer dollars, right? Suing your cheerleaders. Good move. Here's girls. The only reason for these girls' existence at that age of life is to do things in very short skirts and do them rhythmically and say things about, like, how great your school is. Right? That's what they do. And they do it all together, and they build pyramids, and they fall, and they jump up in the air, and they hope that they don't drop the one that jumps, and all the rest of it. But their only goal is to be supportive of the people that are in that community, specifically the football team. And so these cheerleaders, well, they wanted these banners to be motivational and encouraging, and so they put these Bible verses on these banners, and then the football team comes out of the locker room, and they break through, and then the banners are thrown away. But they say things like, be strong and of good courage. The school district was confused, not very bright. Some could say that they might have been a little dumb, but not too bright. And so what they decided to do was sue the cheerleaders in court, because the cheerleaders didn't want to stop putting the Bible verses on the banner. Be strong and of good courage. Let not your heart be troubled. You know, these types of offensive, patently offensive things to say. Obviously, shoving religion down someone's throat that doesn't want it. Except that the football team kind of liked it, and I guess everybody else in the school did too. But anyway, the administration of the school, very, very upset. So they took him to court, and on May the 8th, just less than a month ago, a judge said in court, you know what? Those are private messages. The cheerleaders are just expressing themselves to the football team. No one has the right to suspend their right to religious belief, nor their right to express that belief. So the Bible verses can stay on the banners for the football team. The only problem was, evidently it was a big one, is that the elites in that school district were not pleased. So this last Wednesday, kind of under covert cover of darkness, the independent school district in Kuntz, Texas, decided to appeal that case, saying that they believe that the lower court got it wrong, and that this is an amalgamation of church and state that's going to oppress and offend and drive people crazy that dislike God. And so now they're using taxpayer dollars to appeal this case. Do you like that idea? 888-340-3373.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Johnson.com.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you as we continue. Stephen Baldwin, the actor. Kevin McCullough, the talk show guru. Ranked number 33 on the Heavy 100. Not that anybody knows what that means, but it sounds impressive. But we do this every Saturday night. We get together. We have a little bit of fun. We ask some questions and we have some conversation. And tonight the topic is, do you want taxpayer dollars being used by a school district to sue their cheerleaders to try to stop them from putting Bible verses on banners that their football teams run through? Really offensive things like be strong and of a good courage. Or this other one that will really leave you just breathless. Never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. Wow. So offensive. The cheerleaders already had this fight in court once, and the court found for them. So now the school district takes this step of saying, we're going to hire counsel, we're going to argue this, we're going to fight this in the court, and we're going to make sure that our cheerleaders know their place. Do you think that they're doing it for the greater good of the school district, or do you think they're doing it out of spite to get even with the cheerleaders for embarrassing them in the courts to begin with? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And do you want your taxpayer dollars used by a local school district to have this argument in court right now? By the way, you may think, well, it's a Texas school district. I don't have any say in it. Actually, you do, because No Child Left Behind linked yours and my tax dollars to every public school across the entire country. So now, all of us get a say in what a school district does, because it's our earnings that create that agenda. 888-340-3373. The cheerleaders just want to put obnoxiously horrible, offensive things on the banners like be strong and of good courage and never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. They want to put that on the banners. They refuse to not put them on. And the school district now wants to spend money on an appeals case that it has already lost on the lower level to try to what are they trying to do exactly? I think they are actually attempting to squelch the religious expression of these cheerleaders. How can it be observed to be anything else? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We are also playing all night long the very simple and fun and almost impossible to lose game show called Who Says Crazy Stuff? Let's go to line two. Lisa's in Somerville, South Carolina, listening to us tonight on Sirius XM. Hello, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Would you like to play an edition of Who Says Crazy Stuff?
Absolutely.
All right. You know that tonight's contestants are Stephen Baldwin, my normal co-host here, and Uncle Cy from Duck Dynasty.
Yes.
Do you think that's a pretty good matchup?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell Uncle Cy.
All right. So here we go. This is Stephen Baldwin, the actor, versus Uncle Cy from Duck Dynasty in the second edition tonight of Who Says Crazy Stuff. The first quote I have for you tonight, Lisa, comes from Uncle Cy. Take a listen.
I'm the master of distractions. We'll do a couple of hand gestures. Bam! Now I'll take the underwear clean off your butt.
Okay. There's Uncle Cy. And here's Stephen Baldwin's nomination.
Can you tell me what Uncle Cy said? I couldn't hear you.
Ah, well, let's try to play it for you one more time here.
I'm the master of distractions. We'll do a couple of hand gestures. Bam! I'll take the underwear clean off your butt.
He says, I'm the master of distraction, and after I do a couple of hand gestures, bam, I take your underwear clean off your butt. So that's Uncle Cy. Here is Stephen Baldwin's nomination.
Evolution means that something has become something from something else, correct?
One more time, Stephen Baldwin on evolution.
Evolution means that something has become something from something else, correct?
Okay, so Stephen Baldwin discussing the theory of evolution says something comes from something else. And Uncle Cy saying he's the master of distraction. Who do you think is crazier? Who says crazy stuff between Uncle Cy and Stevie B?
I think that would be Uncle Cy.
All right. See, it's impossible to lose this game. So thank you, Lisa. You have done yourself proud. And the crowd is standing in applause. Now, before I let you go, do you have any thought on the girls in Koontz, Texas, and what is happening with this school district? Should the school district be using taxpayer dollars to appeal this case?
I disagree with the school district. I'm a public school teacher, and my children attend public school. I'm also a Christian, and I think that they're crazy. And I think about Tim Tebow and the witness that he was for the Florida team.
All right.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good, have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
673. All right. Saul McCullough from New York. Thank you for being here. 888-340-3373. The Coons Texas Independent School District wants to sue their own cheerleaders, even though they lost on a lower court level. Should they do it? Should they use taxpayer money to do it? That's part of the question that they'll be answering. The cheerleaders want to put things like "be strong and of good courage and never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you" on banners for the football team. They've been doing it. It's a tradition. This last fall, the school district said stop. They said no. We're a student organization. You can't tell us what to think or say. And so they put their verses on the banners. The football team ran through them. And I don't know if it helped the team win or not, but it evidently irritated the school district to a degree that they took the cheerleaders to court, and then they lost. And now they want to use taxpayer dollars to take this court decision and appeal it and try to, well, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to serve up real justice for their students, or are they just trying to settle a score with their cheerleaders who already spanked them in the lower courts? 888-340-3373. Let's go to New York, because listening in Manhattan on AM 970, the answer is Mo. Hey, Mo, welcome. Baldwin McCullough, glad you're with us.
The Congress, the First Amendment says Congress shall not establish religion, and there is a 14th Amendment, which apparently has the courts have extended to the local governments. The school is part of local government, and therefore if it sanctions use of a verse that at least three religions use, it may very well be in violation of the First Amendment. And another thing is, as far as taxpayer dollars go, it seems to me the government never spends taxpayer dollars. But when they take my money, I kiss it goodbye.
That's a really weird way of looking at it. But let's take your first objection first, because at the outset, you're saying that, you're saying that there's some First Amendment thing that the school district is protecting by squelching the freedom of expression for the cheerleaders?
It's the clause that says Congress shall not establish a religion. By sanctioning a religious verse,
right?
Part of the way.
Okay, first of all, the school district in the lower court was found not to have sanctioned the verse. And secondly, Congress is not establishing anything when cheerleaders write it for their own football team to run through. Where does that override the right of the cheerleader to both believe her religious belief and to express that religious belief, particularly in public?
Well, you're correct. She has a right to express it. However, the 14th Amendment, the courts have extended the First Amendment to cover local government also.
And well, this court didn't. So you think it's a good use of taxpayer money for them to appeal this? Of all the things that the school district could spend money on, you think it's a good thing that they try to take away the religious freedoms of these cheerleaders?
No, I don't think it's a good thing, but I don't think they're taking away their religious freedom.
They're of course they are. They're not letting them write what they want on the banners.
They can do what they want as long as they're not doing it under the school auspices.
Well, I don't think that. I think the lower court found that they weren't.
Yeah, that's one court, and that's what happens in court.
But you want them to fight this, Mo. You want them to take it to the next level.
No, I don't care what they do. I'm just giving my opinion as to what they do.
Okay. But if you were a resident and this was your school district, what would you want them to do?
What I want them to do?
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters. But
if you lived there, if this was your school district, what would you want them to do?
Well, personally, it wouldn't matter very much to me, but I just think that they, I think that... I'm not sure that I really care for the First Amendment in the first place.
Oh.
I'm saying that the law is the law. You have to follow it, you know.
All right, Mo.
No choice.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. Anybody that says they don't like the First Amendment, I don't know. Doesn't that make them a communist or something? Can we kick them out if they don't like the First Amendment? Oh, no, we have to let them stay? Okay. Man, such a double standard. Line 3, Seth in Oklahoma City, listening on Sirius XM. Hi, Seth. Welcome.
Hi.
Glad you're here. What do you think about the school district? Do you want them to sue the cheerleaders or what?
They don't need to sue the cheerleaders. It's a waste of our money. The cheerleaders have the right to express their religion.
Well, I agree with you, Seth. How old are you?
12.
And you're just thinking this stuff through for yourself tonight as you're listening to Baldwin McCullough, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. You keep that up, young man. You're going to make a big difference in this world someday. And I'm going to remember the night you called into my show, and I'm going to say, I remember that, Seth. He was always a sharp cookie. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Let's go to line 2. Marie is calling from Greensboro, North Carolina on AM 830. Marie, welcome. Your thought on the Kuntz, Texas cheerleaders and whether or not that school district should use taxpayer dollars to appeal this decision and fight to take the religious expression freedoms away from these cheerleaders in high school?
No, I do not believe they should use taxpayer funds to do that. And furthermore, those people, I don't know about Texas, but in my state, we elect our school board. They're supposed to represent the people of the community. They don't represent the federal government. And the money that they're supposed to use is supposed to go to taking care of the schools and providing an education. And it's time people stood up to this. They need to vote those people out of office and vote some people in that will be reasonable and not fall for every little politically correct thing that comes along. I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah. Well, and I think everybody thought when this case was settled the first time in court, I think everybody thought, okay, whew, you know, finally, it's a little bit been served back to the left. They saw that they couldn't just bully these cheerleaders and intimidate them and scare them. And now, under the cover of night on Wednesday this last week, just before the statute of limitations ran out, they decided that they're going to appeal. And they were trying to do it rather covertly. Marie, thank you for the call. Here's what I want us to do. I want us to melt the Kuntz Independent School District phone lines with voicemails. If you agree with me that this school is way out of line in trying to take taxpayer money to use it for the purpose of thwarting the religious freedoms of these young cheerleaders, please place a call. Be kind. Be nice. But let them know your thoughts on it. It's 409-246-3474, 409-246-3474, area code 409-246-3474. Call them and just leave them a little message saying, you know, as a taxpayer who contributes money to No Child Left Behind, I don't want you to do this. And try to talk them out of this. I think it would be a good idea. It's Baldwin with
actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
.com.
Baldwin McCullough, Saturday night. If it is Saturday night, if it's 9 o'clock or later on the East Coast, you're having a lot of fun with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough, and we're glad to be with you. Tonight, Stephen is in Nashville at an awards ceremony being overseen by the Duck Dynasty guys. They're emceeing it. And so while he's down there, we thought it would be fun to play Who Says Crazy Stuff? And tonight, the Who Says Crazy Stuff lineup is we're pitting Stephen Baldwin against Uncle Cy. And whoever says the craziest stuff, you just tell us who it is, and then you get a chance to win. And after the top of the hour, we're going to play another edition of Who Says Crazy Stuff. Who knows? You might hear Uncle Cy say something like this.
A brain sneeze.
A what?
A brain sneeze.
It'll give you a brain sneeze. That's what, hey, your brain needs to sneeze, but hey, it can't sneeze because it's the brain. So it just hurts.
Who says the crazy stuff? We'll get to it. Before we get to that, though, we are talking about the Koontz, Texas cheerleaders and the fact that the school district has decided to sue for an appeal on the case that they lost in the lower court. Now, Tom Brandt is the lawyer for the district of Koontz, Texas. And he said that the cheerleaders' advocates are reading into the court's decision rights that just aren't there. So he says these rights were wrongly asserted by the lower court. They don't have the right to express themselves religiously or freely. We as the school district have the right to shut them down. That's what the lawyer's saying about these cheerleaders and the messages they're putting on the banners that the football team is running through. I mean, can we get more inane in today's world? Let's go to Don on line one in Ogden, Utah. Hello, Don. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I think that the public school systems all throughout the country are dancing to a higher agenda as far as what they put in their textbooks, and the separation of church and state has just been totally blown out of proportion. It was a phrase in a letter that Thomas Jefferson or Ben Franklin wrote to one of his constituents, and they picked up on it and totally misinterpreted the true meaning of the reason the Constitution is set up and structured the way it was. Mm. And so it's been continually perpetuated. Public school systems have books that have examples of evolution that have been proven to be false, and so on. So I think there's a higher agenda, and this is one small thing that they can do to continue the society running away from the Christian worldview into
here's the thing. They've already been slapped down in the lower level of the court, so they're going to spend taxpayer money to try to now turn this into an appeals process. Is that really worth the investment? I would think that they would want a stronger case before they were going to start wasting money like this. Don, did I lose you? All right. Well,
I'm here.
Okay, I'll save that question for the other side of this. Got to take a break. It's the top of the hour switchover. It's Baldwin McCullough.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.